President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed responded late Thursday to one of the earliest challenges to his authority. He asked the newly created opposition group to lay down their arms and join the government. The Somali leader says, "We are requesting our brothers to work with us in restoring peace and unity." Sheikh Sharif says he is willing to open a dialogue with all opponents and would welcome their participation in government. The new anti-government Islamic Party is composed of four factions. The hardline Asmara wing of the Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia, led by Hassan Dahir Awes, Harakat Raskamboni, a southern Somali Islamist group affiliated with radical military leader Hassan Turki, the Islamic Front, an insurgent group formed in 2007 to oppose Ethiopian troop presence in Somalia, and a little-known clan-based group called Anole, which is said to have been founded just weeks ago. In a statement announcing the group's formation on Wednesday, the spokesman of the Islamic Party, Hassan Mahdi, criticized Sheikh Sharif's participation in UN-sponsored talks in Djibouti. The talks paved the way for the withdrawal of Ethiopian troops from Somalia last month and allowed Sheikh Sharif and his opposition party to join the transitional federal government. Mahdi said the Islamic Party was formed to counter moves by Sheikh Sharif to turn Somalia into a secular pro-Western state. He says Sheikh Sharif betrayed Islam when he went to Djibouti to negotiate with the government installed by Ethiopia. The transitional federal government took power in late 2006 after the Ethiopian military overthrew the Islamic Courts Union. The intervention ignited a two-year-long Islamist-led insurgency. As one of the leaders of the Islamic Courts Union, Sheikh Sharif initially fled to Asmara, Eritrea, to form the opposition Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia with Hassan Dahir Awes. But the alliance split after Sheikh Sharif agreed to begin peace talks with the transitional federal government last June. Following the split, Sheikh Sharif relocated his group to Djibouti. The strongest of the Somali insurgent groups, the militant Al-Shabaab, is considered the biggest threat to Sheikh Sharif's attempts to form a new unity government. Al-Shabaab, whose leaders have condemned the moderate Islamist for reaching out to the West, control many major cities in southern and central Somalia, and has vowed to continue fighting until all of Somalia is under strict Islamic law. Last Saturday's parliamentary elections that brought Sheikh Sharif to power had to be held in Djibouti, because the parliament's seat in Baidoa, Somalia, was taken over by Al-Shabaab after the Ethiopians withdrew. Mahdi says Al-Shabaab is not a member of the Islamic Party, but he says the Al-Qaeda-linked group, labeled as a terrorist organization by the United States, may be persuaded to join later. A Somali social activist, who requested not to be identified for security reasons, says he believes the Islamic Party will not find much popular support in Somalia. But he says the group could get backing from Ethiopia's main rival in the region, Eritrea, which has long been accused of supporting Somali insurgents in a proxy war against Ethiopia.
I think the main source they are relying on is support from Eritrea financially and politically and militarily. If they achieve, will inflict damage on the new government. But then if the international community fully supports this new government, I think the government will be able to come up with a stabilization process in Somalia, which is very highly needed.
The stabilization process will also have to include efforts to be recognized by the semi-autonomous Somali region of Puntland and the breakaway Republic of Somaliland. Both have yet to give their approval of Sheikh Sharif's presidency. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.